Steve Cochran Show presents the most valuable person on the planet. The MVPP is sponsored by MegaPros. They make it fun to get stuff done.
And now it's time to move on to a little something we call
the most valuable person on the planet.
7:24, more with Peter Greenberg in just a second. Nick Frattiani won season 14 of American Idol and is a very generous guy. And he's taken time out to join an all-star team of songwriters and producers to do a benefit album to fight brain cancer and support brain cancer research. Let's go to the phone here. And good morning, Nick.
Hey, man. Thank you. Thanks for the kind words.
Well, thanks for coming on. And thanks for getting up at this hour, because it's against a musician's religion to be up at 7:25 in the morning.
Yeah, at least you understand that. That's good. I'm all caffeined up though, so I'll be good. I'll be good for a few hours here. So I'm up.
You got a bunch of folks on this album in all sorts of different genres, and all of this goes again to fight brain cancer. How'd you get involved?
Well, I actually was good friends with I'm from Connecticut, and there's another great band that's in always involved with the Rock by the Sea people named his name is Eric Donnelly from the Alternate Roots. He kind of linked me up with the Rock by the Sea folks, and then he explained what the project was going to be, what it would entail, and that it was going to benefit brain cancer research through Rock by the Sea and ABC2, and kind of just said I'd love to. It seemed like a cool overall. It was going to be fun just to write a record in a week basically and make it and have it out there, and then to benefit a cause such as something as brutal as brain cancer could be, to do anything that could help find a cure, it's always a good thing.
What's crazy is a week. The Eagles' legendary Long Run album, I believe, took 3 years. I mean, the Beatles used to pump albums out pretty quickly, but that's because they hated each other at the end. Less time, the better.
Well, but, plus they're in a beach house, so it might be difficult to stay on task of writing your album.
Well, it's got to be a TV show, right? Somebody must have been shooting this, weren't they?
I'm glad they weren't, but they probably could have been, but... We actually, that was the thing. I mean, we were supposed to be in these beach houses in Destin, Florida for like a week. And they showed us the houses, and I was like, oh, this can be great. They're literally like right on the water. So you're right. It probably wouldn't have gotten a lot. It would have been hard to get stuff done. But then the hurricane hit the day we got in there, Hurricane Michael. So we had to evacuate the day we got there and drive to Alabama. And, We wrote the whole record in a little lake house in Alabama that a family member of one of the writers had owned the house, and we just went there, and we were recording drums in a kitchen, and we were recording in like little closets and stuff. So it was pretty wild.
Yeah, a boy from Connecticut and a house in Alabama. What rhymes with y'all?
Yeah. Yeah, I was like going outside writing, everybody wanted to write by the lake, and there are these massive bugs, and I was like, I don't know if this ain't for me, but it was hot too, but it was nice. The whole experience was really cool, and I'm just glad that we came up with a pretty cool, especially now, usually making a record takes a long time, and it was cool to just go in there, not overthink anything. We didn't use like a lot of tricks and auto tune and all this stuff that's usually used. We just kind of went in there, and it was we recorded it and wrote it all basically at the same time. So it's just really, it was cool for me to see that process.
Well, good for you for doing it. Accelerate Brain Cancer Cure. That's ABC2. Google that up and you'll see how you can help as well. And I can get your mitts on this new work. What do you have coming up after this?
Well, I've been in the studio a bunch. So I actually have a new single coming out on May 3rd. Called Empire. So I'm excited for that, so doing a lot of press and travel for that, and we'll start playing some shows again, and I have a bunch of music that'll be coming out in 2019, so just grinding away and just enjoying the life I try to lead with music. So it's been fun so far, so just trying to stay busy.
Follow him all over social media. It's Nick Frattiani, Frattiani. And when he's not locked up in a house in Alabama, he's on the road or he's working nights and entertaining you. Appreciate you coming on. You are, by the way, the most valuable person on the planet.
I am?
Yeah, that's what we named you this morning.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. That seems like a pretty big accomplishment.
It's a big honor. Mary Vandeveld said you could have it.
Yeah. And Steve, we have to ask him who he Nick, I'm a huge fan for 4 years, just watching your career taking off after Idol. Who do you think the big winner is going to be this year? I have to ask
you. I like Seacrest. I think Seacrest is going to show.
Come on. He was sick this year.
Seacrest. Hey, it was so funny. It's funny he said that. I was watching the show with one of my buddy stopped by, and he's like, you got to think the guy that got the most success from Idol ever is not a contestant of Seacrest.
No
right?
question.
Like
no question.
He started on that show as, kind of an unknown guy, and now he does, everything.
17 seasons. Crazy.
Crazy. I think he has a clone because he's all over the place.
Yeah, there's no way he could work and do that much. But, when you're rolling around in $400 million at the house, you're probably not too concerned about sleep.
He got sick this year once, and Bobby Bones had to fill in.
He finally... Right, he had to miss his first episode. But if I had to pick right now, which I've never right, but I'd say the guy Alejandro is my favorite. Right
there you go. Oh, really? Yeah. He is great, but I'm going with Jeremiah.
All right, it's Alejandro versus Jeremiah.
He's incredible. He did that Elton performance. It was pretty incredible yesterday. Or 2 days ago, whenever it was. Yeah.
All right, man. So. All the best. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks so much, guys.
All right, hold the line. And it's Nick Frattiani.